Well, I have a confession to make as we start the show today. I'm going to be preaching a strong point on a weak issue in my own life, and it has to do with clutter. If you saw even my office that I'm in right now as I'm sharing with you, there's clutter. And I was reading about this law of physics called entropy that says we put everything in order, but there's a tendency for things to fall into disorder. And I thought, well, maybe it's somebody else's fault. But the reality is it's me. And so when we think about clutter today, we're not thinking only of the stuff that you have in your car or garage or in your desk, but in our hearts, our minds, and our relationships. And so I'm asking the question, what one thing are you doing to declutter? One thing that you've been successful at? Man, I'd love to hear your story. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. It's a best of from our archives because we have so many powerful calls today that'll be an encouragement to you. But we'd like to have you join us live with your comments, I mean on our comment line today by calling 888-888-1717 and press number 2, and then you can leave your comment on our comment line. We'll listen to those and maybe get some of those on the air here in the future. Again, that's 888-888-1717. The question is, what one thing are you doing to work on decluttering your life? And to help us get started here, let's go with Andrea, who admits that she struggles a little bit with the stuff of life. Andrea, welcome to the program.
We have this clutter that seems to magically appear and reoccurs on all of its own, I tell you. It's the computer desk in the living room. No matter how many times we declutter it, take off the bills and the newspapers and the cool stuff the kids made at school, it seems to just magically reappear and reclutter that desk, and we cannot seem to organize it.
So where does it go in between the time it's there and not there?
Some of it gets thrown away. Some of it gets filed elsewhere. Sometimes I just take brown paper bags and put the kids' schoolwork in those just until I can figure out what else to do with it.
How many children do you have, Andrea?
We have 2.
Well, they're a blessing from the Lord, and they bring joy and clutter into our lives.
They do bring joy and clutter, and I can somehow keep their bedroom and their toys clean and decluttered, but I cannot seem to keep the computer desk in the living room the same way.
Now, are you one of those people, though, that just everything has to be neat all the time?
No, I'm not neat all the time, although I do like to have things organized and in order the best that I can, but life gets in the way. It's just what happens.
Yeah, you and my wife would get along.
I bet we would.
And it's good. You know, we need to have one person in every family who's concerned about this to keep the clutter mess down. But I think with kids, hey, listen, they're always bringing clutter in from home. I mean, from school
they
or
are.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I guess my question is, what do you do when all those brown paper bags full of all the kids' artwork and schoolwork finally become a giant pile of them, but you don't want to throw them away, but you certainly don't want to become a hoarder of brown paper bags full of kids' stuff?
That was my conversation with Andrea in Michigan. You don't want to be a hoarder of brown paper bags with kids' drawings. I tell you what, though. It ain't going to be me throwing the drawings away from the kids. I think that's part of it. I mean, we love our kids and our grandkids, and they give you something. What do you do? I mean, after they leave and they go to bed at night, do you take their little precious projects and say, we're gonna put them through the shredder? I mean, that doesn't work. All right. Seriously, though, clutter can be anything from a minor problem to a serious problem in our marriages. And one of the principles that we teach in intentional living is, in addition to declaring your intentions and then developing the kind of clarity of what your goals are and what God has for you, you got to declutter your life. And, you know, when we talk about clutter, it may be mental clutter, it may be physical kinds of clutter we're talking about, as Andrea says, in the home. It could be spiritual clutter, but clutter is what weighs us down. It's the stuff that we need to get off of our backs and out of our lives. So let me ask you, when you come to some of the practical things of decluttering your life, what are some things that you've done? Maybe answering Andrea's question of what do you do with all the kids' stuff? I mean, do you have memory boxes? Or I know the geeks listening said, well, just scan it, put it into the computer. I don't know. 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. I talked with Elizabeth as well, and she struggles more with some mental clutter. Take a listen as you're calling in to join us.
So I don't know if my stuff really counts as physical clutter as much as mental clutter. My husband and I are at kind of a challenging part of our lives, more me than him. I'm 23. My husband and I have been married for a couple of years. We have a great marriage. I'm married to a wonderful man. But a lot of my clutter, it's not necessarily affecting us, but I'm worried that it's going to start affecting us. I work full-time, well, more than full-time. I probably work 50 hours a week. And then I'm also waiting on my law school applications and finishing submitting law school applications and then taking care of a family and taking care of myself and managing friendships. And so it's a lot of physical and emotional clutter. And it's not causing a strain, but it's definitely leading to less intimacy, less personal time, and less energy to expend with each other.
Which is a personal strain. It's a marital strain.
Right.
Enough that you call, you're concerned about it. And your husband's concerned about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he think you're doing too much?
I think it's too much, but I don't know what to cut out. Because being 23, you know, I'm doing everything I can to prepare for my future and to do everything I can with my family to set us up to be grounded. And so knowing what I can cut out is really difficult in terms of managing a lot of those things.
Do you guys feel like you're out of balance?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of intimacy and passion, I feel like my mind is so cluttered that it's hard to connect in terms of like paying attention and giving him my focus and energy and attention.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Listen, we live in the most cluttered culture ever. We have more stuff that can clutter our lives than at any time in history. I read the other day that the average American child has 238 toys and plays with 12 of them. 25% of Americans can't put their cars in the garage. And if you didn't have a three-stall garage, you might not even get one in there, right? And so our lives are not only filled with a lot of material clutter, but because of the times in which we're living, I mean, we live in such a rapid pace. How is it that you declutter your life? What are some practical things you're doing, not only with things, but internal things as well, to declutter your life? So the lines are jammed. We're going to get to your calls in a moment. The telephone number is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Come on in and join us.
We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for. Or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment. Because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. We appreciate those of you who've been praying for us and faithfully supporting the ministry here at Intentional Living. We're seeing people come to Christ and hearing stories of changed lives as people are having sort of an aha moment from day to day. People who are sometimes in the middle of a difficult situation, realizing that God is their refuge and strength, and that's why we're here. Seeing people come to Christ, young people making decisions for a lifetime, altering the course of their home and family for the future. And your financial support, your prayers are making a huge difference. And I just want to say thank you. And you just heard an excerpt from the featured lesson this month on overcoming discouragement. It's the featured lesson here for the month of March. And all of this is really made possible because of the ongoing, continuous, faithful support of people. So if you're part of our monthly team now, I do appreciate you sticking with us, staying with us, and new members coming joining us today. We love you and appreciate it. Go to theintentionallife.com,
That's theintentionallife.com. All right, let's go to Christina back on the calls today. Welcome to the program, Christina.
Hi, I have three kids and they're all in their teens right now. Uh-huh.
So what have you done with all of those precious things that they've created over all the years?
Well, one of them is you can take pictures and then just have it, some of it stored on your computer, but the other pictures and that they have designed or the artwork that they have done, I put them in big picture frames with a good batting underneath it, and just I have a lot of them all over my living room, bathroom, you know, bedroom, and just kind of decorated with their artwork.
Good for you. So even though they're now teenagers, these were things that were created maybe years ago. You've kept them. You kept everything? How in the world are you able to frame everything?
Yeah, not everything, but I put dates in the back of the frame, and it's theirs, and just some of the stuff you just don't feel like throwing away. And also there's big picture frames, not picture frames, but photo albums that you can also store stuff in those, so at least they're kept nicely and organized.
Are you an organized person generally?
Yes, I need to be organized. I kind of don't, I just feel cluttered, and I can't be cluttered.
Yeah. You know, what I wrestle with, Christina, is I get a piece of paper, and I think, you know, someday I may need this thing. And what do I do with this piece of paper? And it's a hard thing to say, I'm going to throw that out or grind it up.
If it's important to you, I would take a picture of it and store it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I've talked about over the years, and I'm in the process, but I've been talking to my wife. I said, we just got to simplify. I got to clear up my office at home. I got closet full of stuff and some file cabinets, and I need to practice what I'm teaching in terms of decluttering is just looking at things and asking the question, you know, am I really going to need this? And if I think I might, it's put it in a box, put a date on it. Say, okay, if 12 months from now, or whatever that date is, I've never gone to that box, never needed that stuff, then it's gone. That helps those of us who have a little OCD when it comes to throwing away things. All right, let's go to Denise in Kansas, has an idea that works for her. Denise, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. What works for you when it comes to clutter?
Well, I have seven children, so we have lots of paper clutter. In terms of how do you get rid of stuff, okay, when they're little, we either give it to grandparents.
So they can be cluttered, right?
No, or like sometimes like if I have to write a note to somebody, I will just grab up one of their pictures and write on the back of it, you know, even if I'm sending it to a business. Oh. Little piece of personal stationery there. Their schoolwork and stuff like that, if it does not show their individual personality in that particular piece of work, it's gone.
Yeah.
If it looks like something that any other kid would have created or any other kid could have, you know, it just, I look at it and it goes in the recycle bin, you know. But if it's a picture or a story or something that really shows something different about my child or that shows that they've really started developing or growing in some way, I keep it.
Mm.
After so long, we have a box, and the kids go through this stuff in this box and decide, do I want to keep this? Do I want to get rid of it? And most of it, honestly, they weed down themselves.
That's
what
good.
They want to keep.
Now, you sound like you're a pretty organized person.
Sometimes.
Now, what about other kinds of clutter? Do you wrestle with clutter at all in terms of, I don't know, mental clutter or other kinds of things? Are you pretty, do you deal with clutter in your life pretty well?
I would say probably mental clutter is something I struggle with because my brain is just constantly that wiring, you know, going fling, 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 fling. I don't know how to connect those wires that keep me cluttered. Yeah. So that's one I'm struggling with.
Well, and I don't think you're alone on that, Denise. Many do, and I do too. And it can start, for some people, become almost obsessive in our thinking. You get on a thought and it goes to this and that and the other thing, and pretty soon you're exhausted. Journaling can be helpful. In other words, getting the thoughts out of your head onto a piece of paper, say, okay, I've got it down. Taking notes, having a list, these kinds of things can be helpful. But when I think of what the Bible teaches us about in quietness and rest is when we really find Him. And the fact is that when we have an aha moment, when God gives us an opportunity to really learn something, there's something that's really meaningful that could change our lives, that tends to usually come when there's moments of quietness and rest. Going for a walk for me, or reading scripture, or doing something a little more quiet, doesn't usually come in the noise of life. You know, it comes in those quiet moments. And so learning to quiet our minds is not an easy thing to do, but it's important. All right, Denise, thank you for your call today. I'm glad you're listening in Kansas. You in Topeka?
Yes.
Great. Well, I appreciate you listening today, and God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you. We're talking, by the way, we're talking about clutter, and I know when we think of clutter, we immediately think of our garages, and we think of our basements, or we think of a closet or something that's very physical. But again, when we think about the idea of being intentional in our walk with Christ, that stuff can clearly be a problem. And there's no question if we have a lot of clutter. I know for me, it slows down progress when I can't find the things I need to find. But that can also translate into mental clutter and spiritual clutter and the kinds of clutter in our lives internally that nobody sees, but can be equally and sometimes even more so damaging in our lives. So how do you deal with clutter in your marriage? Deal with clutter in your life? 888-888-1717. Let's get Pamela on in Arizona. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Talk to me about clutter. How do you handle it?
Well, clutter used, at one point before I retired, I had 9 file drawers full of paper, and I couldn't see any of the clutter in my life. So I started scanning all the documents I needed to keep, and then I could shred them and get rid of them. And I would even recommend that for the people who are talking about their children's art. Take pictures of it or scan it. And then set up a folder in your computer for each child, and you can see the progress of their work.
Now, why was it hard for you when you have 9 file cabinets? You said right of stuff.
I love information, but once I started scanning and getting rid of those file cabinets, then I could look around and I could see the other clutter in my life. I could see files. I could see a drawer here, a closet there. I could see the clutter in my mind. And I've journaled for years, and that's one thing I do to help me with that. I also do nonsense reading of some kind at night to quiet my brain, because I have both ADD and ADHD, and I have to calm things down. I do deep breathing. I do exercise. I do walking, different things that help me to deal with the clutter physically and mentally, and I in the Word a lot.
Yeah.
And when I get really cluttered in my brain spiritually, I have certain psalms that I will that I've memorized, that I just let flow through my mind, and I just say them aloud, and I let myself quiet. But the first step for me was getting rid of paper, because it was my biggest obstacle.
Well, it can add up, and it can get to be a problem because this clutter can create not only a lot of thinking, but it can turn into anxiety. And we know that anxiety is a leading cause of a lot of problems in our culture today. And the number one diagnosed mental illness, as I understand it, in the United States is anxiety, which can often be tied to the kinds of mental clutter that can overtake our lives as well. So good information there, Pamela. Appreciate your call today.
Yeah. Well, I think being in the Word and finding those verses that help us, and they're different for everybody because we have different life journeys. But finding those verses that we can clamp onto, because God is more concerned about our relationship with him than about anything else.
You know, absolutely. And I was in my lesson, I used the reference in 1 Peter where we're told to cast our care on him because he cares for us. And the casting there is really a picture of laying it down, taking whatever it is and setting it down, not hanging on to it. Okay, thank you, Pamela. Appreciate your call. We'll be back with more calls. You're welcome to join us. The line's just opened up for you at 888-888-1717. How do you intentionally deal with the clutter in your life that you know and I know can keep us from experiencing God's best for our lives, for our family, for our finances, for our work, life in general? Or what is it that you're really wrestling with that you'd like some encouragement about? 888-888-1717. I'll be right back.
So I think that when we look at expectations in our lives, if we can, this is an intentional message, really is. If we can develop new goals when we're feeling disappointed and disillusioned, if we can have goals that are clearer, more realistic, sometimes our goals are not what often referred to as a SMART goal, something that's specific and measurable and so on. We just have these wandering thoughts and ideas. But to get some new goals that would come from Scripture, new goals that would come from clarity of understanding God, new goals that would come from spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to minister in our lives to give us clarity. And secondly, to develop new strength. Man, that's tough, isn't it? What does the Scripture say about renewing our strength? The Lord renews our strength.
You know, that's an excerpt from the featured lesson from Intentional Living Center on overcoming discouragement, and it's our way of having a lesson every month that is sort of featured for everybody anywhere around the world, and it's because of the faithful financial support of our members, those of you who support us, pray for us, stand with us, that allow us to do this. We're part of Intentional Life Media. We have our own budget, and because of your support, we can do this. We don't borrow money. We're intentional with the support that comes in. Believe me, we are very intentional because I want to make sure every dollar is used as wisely as possible to impact more people for Christ, and that's why we do this. So I say thank you for your support. Can I challenge you right now? Can I ask you to come and join us? Your monthly support would make a difference. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And when you press number 2 on the prompt, it'll go to our team. They're happy to talk to you and pray with you. We'd love to hear what's going on in your life, why you're supporting the ministry, and then come and join us. Or go online, safe and securely anytime, to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, where your membership in the Intentional Living family is making a difference today. Can I challenge you to pray about a dollar a day, $30 a month, but whatever God lays on your heart, boy, come and be a part of it today. Again, theintentionallife.com is where you can go, or call 888-888-1717. You're a difference maker. Thank you for allowing us to touch more people with this hope message of living intentionally in Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
We landed on a topic. It started with Andrea, who left I get a chance to talk to her on the phone about the clutter in her life, and she's trying to keep things straight and feeling pretty overwhelmed and wanted to know, what do I do with this stuff? My kids' stuff, the drawings the kids make, and because she knows she's got to organize her life to keep going. And we've got a lot of people joining in. Love to have you as well. If you get a busy signal, just redial 888-888-1717. Bernitha is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wait a minute. It says here you send all the stuff to the grandparents?
I send it to the grandparents and let them deal with throwing it away or whatever.
Oh.
Because I couldn't do it myself. And also, like, you know how when they Easter time, they have their Easter drawings and Christmas things.
Mm-hmm.
I would put them out along with the decorations for the holiday as well.
So what do the grandparents do?
My mother kept most, because I think she kept them. She kept them all and filed and put away. I don't know, but as long as it wasn't me that threw them away,
hey, Bernitha, here's the truth. If your mom, you said your mom has all this stuff, if she knows Jesus, she's probably going to be in heaven before you are, and you're going to be going through the house and have to deal with it a second time.
Exactly. That is so true. I do know that some of the belongings, she was highly upset. Something happened in the basement and it flooded. So some of the wonderful masterpieces did get ruined. But so again, when I do go through it, I hope that it's not a lot because they were dealt with during the flooding. But yeah, but
we've got express packages going to Grandma. People say, "Hey, that's a great idea." All right, God wants us to live in freedom and not in bondage, and clutter can be a form of bondage in our life. And I would love to hear from some of you that say, hey, here's a form of clutter that I've freed out of my life. God has freed me from this, and here's where I'm headed. Love to hear your story at 888-888-1717. And you know, when those of you who join us in support, you allow us through your ongoing financial support to impact people for Christ and have stories like this one.
My husband and I have been listening to your show for a couple of years, and it has made an immense difference in our lives to be doing that, because we've actually put into practical application intentional living, and it's created an atmosphere of peace in our home.
Well, good. Tell me some things you're doing to be intentional in your home.
Well, we've made lots of lists about our priorities and about the things that waste our lives, our time, our effort, our finances. We eliminated a lot of confusion about where we were going in our lives. Just having so much clutter all the time going on that you never had any joy and never had any peace. And we've learned that peace is our greatest commodity. We've even made more time to spend with our family and also more time in ministry. And it's just made a real difference for us.
I got to tell you, that really pumps me up hearing that story, because that is exactly why intentional living exists. When you get it, when it resonates in your heart and your mind to say, hey, what Randy's really talking about is simply doing the next right one thing, simplifying our lives, because it's easy to have good intentions that we don't act on, or to have a lot of intentions and going in 42 directions, and that's weary. One creates frustration and procrastination. The other creates weariness in life, and neither is really what God intends for us. There's something about knowing where you're headed, talking about the miles, and then doing the next right one thing, the moments. That's what we're talking about today. And of course, decluttering is a big part of it. It's one of the four principles of intentional living that I expand on a regular basis. Hey, love your comments. What difference is intentional living making in your life? Tell us. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 1 for our storyline comment line, and then tell us what's going on in your life. For Stephen and myself and the rest of the team here, God bless you. We'll see you next time. We'll be back with more Intentional Living.